listenersguide.com to see the weekly calendar and submit your shows.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverello out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Bigby Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right, it is 7:06 on this Friday, July 24th. Great to be back. And Little Rock had a fun time down in Tampa with Double R, Trey Schatt, Bill Vickery. Great team building, good for morale, good for cross promotion. Thought the Razorbacks did a good job yesterday. All three players and coach did a good job too. So I think everybody's really about tired of talking. Time to get ready and start practicing and playing. Won't be long, Roger. We'll be there. We'll be there before you know it. Roger and I are out here at Maumelle Country Club for the Moses Moody Golf Tournament, charitable golf tournament. Just found out that they're going to be teeing off. I think he said at 8, and I know we'll get probably Moses on at some point. Steph Curry's going to be around here. We'll see if we can get him on for a few minutes. Bill Ingram's hanging out with us. Always good to see Bill. He's Mr. Basketball here in this state. Christian Weaver hanging back in the studio. We should have Christian out here. Because I know Chris, the Steph would want to talk to him. Steph would probably want to talk to Christian.
Absolutely.
He's the NBA guy.
Christian is a world of information. I listen to him. I mean, he's like an old encyclopedia.
He's
a wealth of information.
In a few minutes, somebody asked, hey, can you ask Bill who may be the up-and-coming young guys here? You've seen them all come through here. So think about that. Let's bring in Heather Baker real quick. Oh, look at the geese over there. Troublemakers.
Yeah.
That's the Canadian geese, right? That's the troublemaker.
I guess. I don't see nationality.
All right. If we got Heather, let's go ahead and get her in and find out what's happening around the state this weekend.
She has the busiest social calendar in the state of Arkansas. Her insight on what to do across the state is unrivaled. She is the go-to person when you need an event promoted. It's time to talk to the queen of promotions from AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. It's Heather Baker.
Good morning, Heather Baker. How are you today? Heather Baker, are you there?
There we go. I just got beat in. Good morning, guys. Yeah. Great to be on.
Hey, are you? Heather had a big night last night. She is the queen of promotion, always doing events. Last night was your Men of Distinction evening, and I don't know how many guys that you honored there for all their work in the communities. Was it a good night for you?
It was amazing. We honored 40 men. It was at the sanctuary. It was catered by Pasta Grill. It was spectacular. It was a packed house. You know what I love, David? It was one of the biggest events we've ever had for men, and I love when men show up and celebrate. You should see the friends and family and the support. Because we have a female event, and they pack the house. They'll load up a bus and bring somebody, and that's how it was last night. I mean, we had Jermaine Taylor there, the supporting his trainer and boxing guru, Ozell, Grant Garrett. I mean, there were so many incredible Razorbacks, people that lead the community and then do incredible things. I'm so proud of everybody that showed up.
What is Jermaine Taylor doing, by the way? We had a listener, I can't remember who it was, that sent us a picture of him with him last night. Yeah, what's JT up to?
He looked fabulous, guys. He's in full recovery. He is working with Ozell. They have kids programs there at Ozell's gym, and I think they're working on just keeping him on track and doing great things. But it's the best I've ever seen him look in a long time.
Yeah, outstanding. Well, we're here out at the Maumelle Country Club for the Moses Moody Charitable Golf Tournament. They've got a lot of events going on, Heather, this afternoon and tonight with Steph Curry and tomorrow night.
Right.
Besides those things, what else do people need to know about what's happening in the state?
Well, David, I do have a question. I've already gotten three messages in like the last 10 minutes. Are there tickets still available for the State House Convention Center event tonight from 7 to 9?
That's a great question. We'll find that out. We'll find that answer out shortly. I don't know for sure, but that's a good question.
Okay, perfect. All right, so we've got the Atlas Great Festival. This is like the famous Arkansas Championship of the Great Stomp. If you haven't ever done it, it's just so much fun. But, you know, this is going to be at Atlas City Park. It's been going on all weekend. They're going to be the rich winemaking heritage featuring live music, arts, culture, and winemaking. Cave City. Everybody loves the Cave City watermelon. They are sweet and amazing, and it is their festival weekend going on. So it's the world's sweetest watermelons. So you can get out there and you can have a fishing derby, food trucks. You can go on a run. They have pancake breakfast, contests, eating contests, auctions, carnival rides, so much more. So you can check that out for a fun whole weekend. We've got Christmas in July. It's half of the year is gone, guys. But Christmas in July at the Arkansas Travelers this weekend, when gates open up, I think there's going to be an appearance by Santa Claus. Who
what?
Knew? But go and have your, yes, go have your picture made with Santa. I bet that guy's going to be so hot in that suit of his. But you can check that out. Bring that home for Christmas. We have a true murder crime mystery dinner show. And I love mystery murder. So this is so fun. This is the detective, dinner detective true crime dinner show. This will be at 600 Interstate 30 from 5 to 8 on Saturday. There are tickets available for this. This will be a fun date night experience. This will be fun to go out with your friends. Just go hang out. But they have a murder mystery going on right there. They involve the crowd. So much fun going on there. Of course, you've got your Night with Moses Moody. You're going to check on the tickets for that. We have the Russellville Card Show. This is at Russellville First Assembly Activities Complex. And I actually had some people call and tell me about how many collector's cards they'll be there. They'll be trading cards from vintage sports cards. We were talking about a Daryl Strawberry card. Did you collect any baseball cards, David?
You know, funny, it was a big deal back when all of us, for me, Bill, and Raj, and I had a few football and baseball. I wasn't an avid collector, but it was just, you know, we would walk into grocery, in the gas stations, and that was back when that was a regular thing to get your trading cards.
Yeah, I don't remember when we were doing it. I don't remember them being individual things. They were in a pack of gum.
Yeah.
You had to buy the pack. Yeah, you could. I think nowadays, of course, we have Roland Pennington.
He
makes a living on some of that stuff, right? And brought us quite a few that he was kind enough to let us have, and I have. What's better than one Roger Staubach playing card, Bill? Six! Six of them! And I appreciate that, but great memories.
Yeah, I have a Dr. J.
You got a Dr. J?
Very nice. What else you got, Heather?
Wow. Well, so we have cars and Camaros. That's at the Barn House in Little Rock. So this is one. It's going to be volume one car show. We know, like those judging spectacular event for that. Then the International Council of Corvettes is coming in. So this is the National Corvette Club, and they're coming into Little Rock. I love all the events Little Rock's bringing in. They're going to have their convention car show on Saturday. It's from 9 to 3 at the ATG USA parking lot in North Little Rock. Rain or shine, come check it out. It'll be so much fun. And again, David, as always, we'll have all of the music lined up on AYMA.com, and I think there's about 100 events to check out around the entire state. So get in your car, drive somewhere, have fun, and check out AYMAG for the entire list of events.
One other thing before we let you go, we talk about the greatest players to play here in the state of Arkansas, Bill. Heather ran into a really good-looking, in great shape, Corliss Williamson.
I saw the picture.
Corliss looks like he can still play. Yeah. He looks the lean, mean, and Heather's about 6'5", yeah. And so everybody's going, I thought Corliss was a lot taller.
Yeah.
Didn't know it's because Heather is so tall.
I got to see Scotty Pippen the other day, and somebody said the same thing. They're like, I thought he was so much taller, and I'm like, guys, I had heels on, so I'm like, I'm probably 6'4" right now. But they said the same thing with Corliss.
Yes, he looks good. Well, Heather, thanks so much. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Heather.
Have fun, guys. Thank you.
By the way, too, the event tonight, Raj and Bill, is a night with Moses Moody, and this is the Motivate One Foundation. It's at the State House Convention Center, general admission 6:30, event time is 7 to 9. Don't know what the ticket situation is. I would imagine that they would probably sell tickets at the door. I don't know. Maybe there's a cutoff. Sure. Yeah, I don't know if there's a cutoff or not. It is interesting, Roger, the pictures of both Moses and Steph Curry. Now, you and I could pull off that look that Steph Curry does, Bill.
Can't.
The tilted head.
That's almost,
the hand of, only if you're an NBA world champion.
What was that called?
Night.
Is that like an Ole Miss?
Yeah, that's what it sort of looks like.
So a little glam shot going on.
I was looking at some of the numbers on Steph Curry. He won the gold medal.
Yep.
He's won two scoring titles. He's a 12-time All-Star. I told you, one of his...
Four-time champion.
Four-time champion. I thought one of his cool accomplishments, he led the league in scoring one year, the same year led the league in steals.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, sometimes you don't you don't get both of those. So, anyway, he'll be playing today. And speaking of Razorback basketball players, and Acuff, Roger, I saw a story today. I don't know if you saw it or not. This is the anniversary. I'm going to see if I can get it. This is the anniversary of, and I had no idea, speaking of Acuff, let me see if I can find the story. Not Acuff basketball player, but the Acuff.
Roy Acuff?
Roy Acuff, yeah. So apparently, the governor of Tennessee took some shots at him. Let me see. Here it is right here. So.
Took some shots at who?
So, songwriter, singer, fiddler Roy Acuff announced his intention to run for governor of Tennessee. This is 1948.
Okay.
Because Jim Nance, McCord, the governor of Tennessee at the time, had complained that Acuff had given Nashville the reputation of the hillbilly capital of the world. Taking exception to that attitude, Roy Acuff decided to run for governor himself. He did. He was unsuccessful. I think he apparently apparently ran again in 1944. How about that? Governor called him out and said, you're making Nashville be like hillbilly.
You know what? And we're so far removed from times like that. We just think it was a more peaceful time back in those days.
They
were still arguing.
Well, and that was my next point I wanted to bring up with Bill Ingram being here. Pretty amazing, impressive of the start for obviously Acuff and his career and what he's been able to do with his 1 year with the Razorbacks.
Yeah, he's great player. He's obvious. You can look at him and tell he's probably going to be a really good pro.
Yeah,
he's. You know, he had a really good summer lead, and when you look at his numbers, you know, he didn't shoot it well, but the fact that, you know, he was so comfortable, when I watched him play in those summer league games, he looked really comfortable. He looked like a veteran. So I think he's going to have a great rookie season. I think, you know, because that's an adjustment period to go from college to the NBA and play and playing against that level of competition. But it seems like he's going to make that adjustment pretty easy.
Bill Ingram is a longtime with the Democrat Gazette, no longer with them. You're working at Mills High School now.
Yeah. You know, I worked at the Democrat Gazette for 30 years.
I know.
They raised me, basically.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed every minute of it. Now I'm working at Mills High School. I'm working in school suspension. I'm also, David, I got one of these fancy titles for athletics. I'm the quality control director of football and basketball.
Okay. So like a GM a little bit?
Yeah, basically what that means is a flunky. That's basically
I got to go back real quick. I got to go back. So your title is in-school suspension.
Yeah, I work.
What does that mean?
I work in, sometimes we have kids that have issues in the classroom, and they'll send them. Instead ISS. Of sending them home, they'll send them to in-school suspension.
So. What'd you say, Christian?
ISS.
Yes, and it's a different. When we were in school, Roger, wasn't that called something different?
Something different. Yeah, I can't even think.
If you got in trouble, they didn't send you home, but you had to go to.
Where did we go?
Did you get any of those?
Me?
Detention hall.
That's it. You didn't want to go to detention. Did you ever get sent?
Me? Are you kidding? Of course.
Wow. What'd you get sent to detention for?
You know, probably smoking.
No, you listen, Roger.
Because I was a hood.
Roger was a comedian. He was a comedian back then.
You know, probably for the usual hijinks that all kids do. So, you know what? We didn't know it back then because it was so many different things going on back in our day. It was you put it all under one umbrella. You didn't know what was going on at somebody's house. You didn't know what was going on. It's probably best for that kid to be an in-house
No question. We realized that's what you had to do. You can't send them home. You got to keep them in the school.
And it makes a difference. I mean, Bill, you have done so much for the community and been around so many youngsters. You are perfect for that gig because you can mentor and help out a young man. I mean, you're in the right spot for that.
Well, Roger, I appreciate that, man. I tell you what, it's... you know, stuff like that. I've always had a passion for it, but I got to tell this story about David because me and David been friends for a long time. David was one of the guys when we were freshmen. You know, when we were freshmen at U of A, the seniors didn't speak to you. I can remember Kevin Wye and those guys. They didn't even know.
You still remember that?
David would actually speak to the freshmen, come talk to them. So we actually became friends, and of course he was ahead of me. So. After I graduated, David was already here. I was working at South Little Rock Recreation Center. Place is closed now. In the summertime. And I told the director, I said, hey, I want to get David Basil to come out and speak to the kids. He was like, David Basil? Because at that time, David was a people don't realize David was a huge star, on, you know, with the Razorbacks. And that place is off Roosevelt Main. You remember that day? That place is off Roosevelt Main in the hood.
It's in the hood back then.
And I called David, said, yeah, I'll be down there. So I tell the director, he's like, man, Bass is not coming down here. And then, so closer to the time, the director almost convinced me he was not coming. He's not coming for real. Bass walked through the door and these kids go crazy. And of course, at that time, this guy was ripped to the core. He had about three of them on his holding on his arm, hanging on to his muscles. And that was, I remember that because that was good, Baz, and I appreciate you, man, helping. And that was a really good day for those.
That's great that you remember something like that. That sounds exactly like David. But you didn't have cell phones back in, did you?
Oh, no.
So you couldn't be calling and hollering at him.
That's what I'm saying. I called him the night before on the landline. That's when you wrote down the directions. There wasn't no GPS.
Dude, I couldn't have got here without Siri. I couldn't have got here this morning.
Some good memories. That's some good times. Again, that's why, to me, you know, football is not about, you know, that's why I never can accept what's going on now. Football is about your buddies, your relationships. I told Roger that I heard that Billy Ray Smith Jr. was not doing great physically. And, you know, those relationships that you make because you're there 5 years, four or 5 years.
Yep.
It's not like today where, you get a year maybe, you know, most of it. Somebody real quick before we go to break two, Bill. I was asking, since you know basketball so well, is there any up-and-coming kid that everybody needs to be looking out for that could be? Because you've done over the years, you've told us that in advance.
You know, right now, I would say Anthony Spratt. He's probably our next five-star. He plays at Benton High School. Yeah. Plays for Dexter Hendricks. He's probably our next five. Yeah, he's probably our next five-star. Yeah, he was on here a month ago when they were getting ready to do the camp at Summerwood. And then you probably have another one of his teammates actually got selected for to go to China here August the 6th is Brian Cowell Jr.
Okay.
And then, of course, you got some of these really young guys, 10th graders that's really good. Jamie Dunn Jr. from Little Rock Central, Van Hayes from Hot Springs. And then they got a 9th grader, of course. I keep having to bring up Ben's name, but he's at Ben. His name is Justice Peppers. He's simply incredible as a 14-year-old.
So you hear these names, I guarantee you, they're going to be the names that they're going to be getting the scholarship offers and the opportunities. So, also, too, people are asking, Bill's background. You came out of Parkview High School.
I came out of Parkview High School. I graduated in 1985. Of course, I left.
That was James Rouse. That was Anthony Chambers. Ricky Williams. A great group of Razorbacks. Yep. Did y'all win the state or didn't win the state?
No, we lost. Got beat by in the biggest upset in state history by the Fort Smith Southside.
Yeah, Southside. Yeah.
Barry Lonnie Senior was the coach then. Yeah. But we played.
You had Keith Jackson too, right?
Keith Jackson.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh! How did y'all get beat?
Hey, listen, we had some other guys on that team that win Division I.
Y'all were loaded.
It was just one of those nights. Man. It was raining, and it was just one of those nights, and we've never been able to live that.
I know. Yeah, thanks, man.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and visit with R.J. Hawk. I don't know if you've heard the news, but we'll let R.J. tell us. So we teased it last week. No, it was this week, Roger. Teased it that Bryant High School was trying to find an opponent to fill where they're open. And they were going out to the number one team in America.
Right.
I think they've got them, and I think they're coming to Arkansas. So we'll get that. We'll find that the information in
a
second.
Right on.
They get ready to tee off here shortly for the Moses Moody Golf Tournament. We'll have Moses on shortly. May have Steph Curry. They'll all be coming through here. It is a great day. It's overcast here at the Maumelle Country Club, so can't ask for better. Did you see the guy in the golf cart run off the geese?
No.
He ran him off a bit. He was honking the horn and chased him away. So,
If
you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. Don't go away. Glad to have you with us today.
Roger and Baz take Morning Mayhem to Hot Springs for the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas Director's Summer Conference at Oaklawn. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, better connected together.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas took center stage at SEC Media Days yesterday. Coach Ron Silverfield took the podium and had this to say about doubters.
You have the right to feel a certain way, and that's okay. I've been doubted my whole life. That's not a bad thing. I think what ends up happening is you have a head coach that has a chip on his shoulder. It doesn't matter what other people think about me. It truly doesn't. All I care is what the players and my family think about me. And anybody that's been around our program, anybody that's been around me, knows that we're going to do it the right way. In due time, we'll get this thing back to where it needs to be.
Next up for the Arkansas football team is fall camp, which starts on August 5th. The Buzz's coverage of SEC Media Days all week was brought to you by First Security Bank, Kauffman by Design, UAMS, Blackman Auctions, Bet Saracen, and the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. And the Arkansas Travelers play against the Tulsa Drillers at Dickie Stevens Park tonight at 7:05. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz, too. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. Genesis of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Unfortunately, the extreme heat is going to start coming back. Today we get to 93, mostly cloudy, and our 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. A 30% chance of rain tonight, low of 76. Tomorrow it gets up to 95 degrees with a 30% chance of rain, but Sunday, no rain in the forecast, will climb up to 100. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Friday in the Zone. Justin Akery is broadcasting live from Maumelle Country Club for the Motivate One Foundation Golf Tournament with Moses Moody. We'll talk to plenty of guests out there. We'll hear from Tom Murphy and Philip Martin from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. We'll hand out some champs and chumps of the week thanks to Ouachita Bar and Grill and BKC Home Builders. And we'll hook you up with the Zone Rewind for the best clips of the week. All happening Friday in the Zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Banks continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
You work out, but you walk the same rounds. You go to the old never-changing club with old machines and same routines. You need the excitement and variety of the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar. All before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oakland Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Injured? There's only one number you need to know. 888-8888.
At Rainwater Holton Sexton, no case is too big and no insurance company too strong.
Just dial 888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
It is 7:29. It is a beautiful day out here at the Maumelle Country Club. Just met one of the organizers for this event. Moses Moody will be here shortly. He's got to be proud for you, Bill Ingram, a former Razorback, and all things Mr. Basketball here. It's going to be cool for you to see these young kids that have come through your program turn out to be, you know, superstars and NBA greats and, you know, all, doing all these kind of cool things back with the community.
You know, like I said, Moses played in our program when he was young. As he got older, he played for his dad and played for a couple other programs. But just watching him, being around, watching him, his growth and his development as a basketball player, and definitely as a young man.
Yeah.
You know, we've been very blessed to have great athletes here in Arkansas.
They turned out to be great young men.
They turned out to be great young men.
That's right.
They believe in giving back. It's a, you know, I can name a list of them, but we've been very fortunate.
Yeah.
And I think it has a lot to do with of course, their families.
Yeah, you bet. No question. Yeah.
The community as a whole, the state as a whole, and especially these young men that end up going to Arkansas, the state really embraces them and they feel that love and they give it back. So we've been fortunate here because I know AAU guys from all over the country. And I'm telling you, and so from different states and all that, and it's not the same.
Gotcha.
When those guys are just basically, they don't have connections with their state, like these young men have connections with their state in the state of Arkansas. So
it takes guys like you and mentors like you and coaches like you that stay connected with these kids as they grow up and they go through these basketball programs. And so, like I said, these kind of moments got to make you feel proud. So I know that. Tell you what, we found out that we're probably going to get Moses a little bit later. Curry will be here teeing off right by us, Roger, probably about 8:30 or 9. Let's go ahead and bring in RJ Hawk. I think he's got some big news for the Bryant football squad. Go ahead there, Christian, if you've got him.
A man of many talents, play-by-play broadcaster, real estate agent, and now a state legislator. It's time to talk all things Arkansas with R.J. Hawk, presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Gresham, at Natural State Wholesale.
Good morning, R.J. Hawk. Ooh. That's a bad start, isn't it, Raj? Mm-hmm. One more time, State Representative R.J. Hall, good morning.
Hey guys, can you hear me now?
Damn, yeah, that's better. That's better. How are you today, bud?
Man, I'm good. Just sitting on the back porch, just listening to you guys and trying to get some work done this morning.
Talking with your sponsor, Don Gresham of Natural State Wholesale, and he's just getting back from Florida. And, boy, everybody's getting in their stuff, Roger. And
just got back from Bahamas.
Who's that?
Hawkey.
Oh, he did? That's right. How was your trip to the White House and the Bahamas trip? Good time?
It was an action-packed, I went on Tuesday to the White House and Wednesday to the Bahamas. Got my flight canceled out of D.C. and had to meet the family in Atlanta because the Prime Minister of Iraq was in Washington, D.C. and they shut down the airports. And so it was great, man. Got to Mark Wayne Mullen, the Homeland Security Secretary. Got to meet him and a lot of the secretaries and deputy secretaries. So it was a really good time. And then we went to the Bahamas, and it was really expensive, but it was a really good time.
Did you catch any big? Catch any big fish?
Actually, me and a buddy of mine, we went out and. I've never caught tuna before, but I caught about a 9 or 10 pound tuna, and they said that was big, and so I got that, and then I hooked the marlin, and he got off right before we got to the boat.
That's big time.
It was a fun trip.
Well, tell us. I teased it last week with Roger. I'd read in the Democrat Gazette or somewhere about. Bryant trying to find, they had two open dates and they were trying to find a replacement, and that they had been talking with one of the premier high schools in the country about maybe playing, whether, I don't know where the location was, and maybe being on ESPN. So you've got some information about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, Quad kind of came out and talked about it the other day when they were at the Big Miller press conference. And they're playing St. Francis High School. Out of Maryland at War Memorial Stadium on 9/11 this year. And if you're not familiar with St. Francis, St. Francis and the Rivals last year, they were number one in the country. They've won the high school national championship multiple times. And so this is a school, guys, that I didn't know this was a thing, but they've actually got, rather than having a JV and varsity, so they have a high school team that plays like the conference schedule in Maryland, but then they've got a travel team that's who's coming to Little Rock, and they're right now going to the preseason rankings for high school. They're ranked sixth in the country right now, and so they're coming to Little Rock on 9/11, and we're gonna play the game. And what's crazy about it is I've talked to Coach Bach and Quad quite a bit, and they have reached out to almost anybody, like almost any team in the state of Arkansas, and said, "Hey, let's play." Talked to Greenwood, couldn't do it. Talked to Bentonville. Couldn't do it. Like, they were willing to play 7A teams that right. were in the conference just to stay in the state of Arkansas and just couldn't get it done. And so, you know, I know that they, you know, before they got St. Francis, they were trying to get IMG Academy and some others, and it just so happened there was a date for St. Francis, and that's what's happening. So, St. Francis and Bryant.
Bryant's not scared of anybody. You know, they've won two consecutive 7A state championships. And I think, what did I say the other day, Roger? Six of the last eight or something overall. So that they're not scared. Yeah, they're not scared, which I love that, Bill.
How many of the last eight?
Seven of the last eight.
And they've been in how many of them? Have they been in eight of eight or nine of nine or whatever?
I think they've been in the last eight or nine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The it's amazing. You remember we were talking about old days. Bryant was not a contender back in the 80s and the 90s. They would every once in a while have some good players that would play, but nothing like has happened with Buck James coming in here and even before him.
Yeah. I didn't know about Bryant until I heard the name Willie Cutts.
Yeah.
That was when I first started hearing about Bryant, because Bryant was way up north. From me growing up in Hot Springs, you know.
Right. But, so the question would be if maybe the game is picked up on ESPN. You said that group that they're playing has got about 15 Division I players. Is that right?
It's 19 Division I players. And we're not just talking like, SPS schools. We're talking the Ohio State, Michigan, Texas, Arkansas. They've got one player that is verbally committed to Arkansas. Like, I mean, they've got some dudes on that team. I was looking at their roster. Their left tackle, he's a junior, is 6'6", 335.
Yeah, they obviously got they obviously got some studs, but as I mentioned, Bryant's not scared of anybody, right? And I think it'll be it was crazy, Roger. This is the 25th anniversary of 9/11. Can you believe that? 25th anniversary of 9/11. So a lot of people are doing trying to do the extra.
Remember
things.
Where I was going that day?
Yeah, everybody. But what's hard to believe is 25 years ago.
Yep.
It's just nuts so butso.
This team that Bryant, I'm sorry, Meredith and my grandson are here, so I didn't listen to everything. This team that Bryant's playing, and we have to assume same thing used to happen with Kevin Kelly with his group.
Yeah, he would do the same thing.
These teams also are looking for somebody to play them, because they can't find anybody either. So the elite of the elite, and we remember that the man that you've got on that Broyles Award trophy. I mean, he won national titles back in the day with Little Rock Central. I mean, he was playing the best.
He was. That's a good point. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Central at the time, one of those years, was awarded national championship.
Yeah.
That's right.
Of the world.
Yeah, because they're right. They would hop on a bus and go to Louisiana to find people.
Which was even more difficult then.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have to pave roads as much. Yeah.
Where are they playing the game at?
War Memorial.
War Memorial.
That's great. What's crazy is not only are they playing St. Francis' non-conference game, but the game that's also being not highlighted is the Alexandria, Louisiana game that they're having to play as well. They're playing two out-of-state teams because they couldn't get somebody to play, an Arkansas team to play on the non-conference schedule. And look, I'm just going to tell you right now, like, there's a team in Arkansas by the name of Greenwood that needs to buck up and play the game. Like, there's the people that have been asking for this game for a long, long time. And I know for a fact Greenwood had an opening, and they said no, they didn't play Bryant. So that just needs to happen. I'm excited Bryant's getting to go out and play top tier competition.
Yeah, between Greenwood, Bryant, and Pulaski Academy, you've got 30 something state championships between those three.
Yeah.
RJ, obviously football's coming up. Are you going to be participating in calling games this year? I can't recall. Sometimes you do it, sometimes you don't. What's the scoop for this fall?
Yeah. So I'm not doing anything with the game of the week. I think you guys got Trip Teeter doing that, and so.
Okay.
I'm doing all the high school state championships on Arkansas TV, and so we're doing that. And I'm actually doing some stuff with UCA this year to be able to do their ESPN Plus stuff. So
looking forward to that.
Yes. And do what?
We just saw RJ Leslie Rutledge is just walking by with her dog.
With a horse.
Yes,
he's got a horse.
The dog is as big as her.
I didn't know you could have horses out here. Oh, very good, very good, very good.
Sorry to interrupt you there.
Very good. Hey, let me just go ahead and say this right now. I'm seeing Leslie right there. I want to make sure that everybody understands that RJ did not use any campaign funds to go to the Bahamas. I want to make sure I get that out, RJ. No, I love you. I want to make sure, because people ask me. I want to make sure.
I hate you right now.
Put that Morning Mayhem shirt on, Hawkey, and show the picture.
Rod got me a Morning Mayhem shirt.
Well, you got it. Steve Qualls got it. I give it to
Before we let you go, RJ, it's National Drive Through Day. What is the place that you drive through the most where they know you, you know them, for something to drink or something to eat?
Yeah. Whataburger. I go to Whataburger every morning on the way to the office, and so I pull up and I start the order, and he goes and he finishes it for me. It does me with a large Coke Zero.
He already knows.
Yeah.
RJ, we stopped in McKinney, Texas, coming back from Cliff Harris's house the other day, and we didn't have a conversation with you, but our buddy over here, we stopped at Whataburger, and he says, "What do you want to eat?" I said, "Dude, I'm ready to eat some." So we got some good stuff. Got that burger from Whataburger with the jalapenos, fries, and I had water with it, and Baz gets him a burger and fries as well. Well, here's the thing, RJ. You're driving that vehicle. You don't ever put, as you're eating that Whataburger, do you take a bite out of it a couple of times and then put it down and then start driving again? No. Or do you eat it all up until it's gone?
Yeah.
Well, my buddy over here does not. You devour it. That's key. He takes a couple of bites out of it.
I enjoy it, Bill.
Wraps it up.
I take
up,
my time.
Wraps it back in its Whataburger package and sets it down where my keys are. Where everything else is in the console, sets it down.
I rotate, Bill. I rotate to fries, Coke, and burger. And these guys have to eat one whole thing.
You do it when you're driving. You've eaten a burger driving?
I take it all down.
You ain't got time. You can't drive.
So you don't do that while you're not driving. You work the rotation.
Because we have a plate at home.
And so for me, I equally the same in my car as I do in my bed.
He does. That's a consistency. You know. Oh, that's a fact with him. I still marvel at that. Listen, and you do savor it. I think, what else? Oh my God, not only that, he ate, we got some certs. He took a half a bite of a cert, Bill, and set the other half down. Look at him. Dude, Bill's going, there's no way. He took a bite of a cert and set the other half down.
I didn't notice it. I pointed it out.
No, because only a sight.
Just think how long I enjoyed that search, longer than the normal.
You're supposed to. Oh my gosh.
Wait, one of these days you'll realize, we should enjoy our search.
Well, when I'm on my deathbed, I'll probably go, man, I wish I had more time to share a search with David. But I knew you had that Whataburger on your mind.
Somebody does say, one of our listeners said, I am with David about eating in a car. So there are a few of us out there
listen, I didn't say you were the only psycho in the world. I know there are.
RJ, thank your fine sponsor before you get out of here.
Yeah, one thing, Don Grisham and the guys over at Natural State Wholesale in Cabot, if you're wanting to remodel your house or if you're building a house, you got to give them a try. They've got flooring, they've got fixtures, they've got tile, they've got outdoor patio furniture, ceiling fans. If it's something for your home, they've probably got it. And I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to give you a lot better price than the big box stores here in the capital city. So check them out online, naturalstatewholesale.com. And I promise you are going to save a ton of money if you head out to Cabot.
All right, RJ. Thanks, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Hockey. Take that picture now.
Well, I had the lieutenant governor out walking around the dog. How about that? I didn't know she lived in Maumelle.
I didn't know she. I don't think she does.
We're here at the Moses Moody Golf Tournament. We just found out one of the organizers said that we'll get Moses a little bit later in the show. Steph Curry will be stopping by here. He's playing today as well. They mentioned, I think you heard Bill Ingram is with us as well. That I think the only thing they have available tonight, you can still go to this gathering. It's Tonight with Moses Moody. That's with he and Steph Curry. They're going to do some talking back and forth, Q&A. That's at the Wally Allen Ballroom tonight. General admission is at 6:30. Event time 7 to 9. You need to go to MosesMoody.com to get those tickets. Yes. So I think they're like $60. That'll be a fun night tonight to be able to be in the presence of Steph Curry. Bet. And then I think they've got one other event tomorrow from the ages of 16 to 25. I think it's $15. Just really talking about future and opportunities and those kind of things. things. But I would go to MosesMoody.com if you want to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. Someone says here in our Middleton Neatnair text line, I'm surprised Baz doesn't go to these. I'm surprised Baz doesn't go to these 100-year-old restaurants, eat half of it, and save the rest for the 200-year anniversary. Very nice.
Well, let me tell you something.
Very nice. I like that.
They feed us a great amount of food when we've gone to these restaurants, and we have taken things home with us.
I will say I had a great time down in Tampa with Double R, Trey Schaap. And matter of fact, Trey Schaap and Randy's flight today left it. The wheels up at 5:15, Bill. That means you got to be there about 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then it means you got to get up at 2:30 or 3. I mean, it's an early, early flight. But anyway, I had a great time with him and Bill Vickery. Great morale builder for our company. We need to do more of that cross promotion. You know, Bill got to know Randy. Randy got to know Bill better, and just, you know, just really a good deal to cross promote. That's right.
Cross promote. Two great guys too.
Yeah, they are. So I want to thank all the sponsors who sponsored that. And I even looked at the coach yesterday and I said, "Are you tired of answering questions?" And I mean, because it's just all he's done is Q&A since he was hired. So talking season is really about over with. Listen, practice starts in a few weeks.
I like what he said on the podium. I mean, my record against SEC teams? What's all?
5-1.
Five and one against the guys who were from the American Conference. He was 5-2 against Power 4 schools, which is really the most impressive
That's
deal.
That's what I mean. He's
beating Arkansas, beat Mississippi State.
Absolutely.
He is going to be at a tremendous disadvantage if you look at roster construction and what people view as the best players. Now, I'm not, you know, sometimes those evaluations are wrong, but he's got a lot of 3 stars. He doesn't have the 4 and 5 stars because he didn't have the money. Yeah. You know, some of these colleges are spending 40, 50 million. We're in that $20-25 million range. And you can, as you know, Bill, we played with two coaches who could coach you up. Ken Hatfield, Lou Holtz. Great coaching can make you better, can make you play above what you maybe your ranking is, because your football IQ will get better. And so that's what you got to hope, because you know the effort's going to be there. You know, hopefully the execution will be there under Ryan Silverfield. Yeah. Like the 3 guys he had yesterday, they were all very sharp. Quincy Rose Jr. and such.
Yeah, he looked sharp as well.
He did.
Couldn't see the cross or the chain. But
I tell you, Roger, that 4 days of 16 teams, and you know, but Trey did a great job. Randy did a great job.
You all did.
Randy Rainwater, y'all, for 70, what is he, 74, 75?
Mm-hmm.
Every morning, got up at 5 o'clock, went with me and Trey to do our show, and stayed there all day till the end of his show, and didn't get back to 8 o'clock. So tip of the hat to a guy who's showing, hey, if 75, you can still work your butt off and do a good job for the company.
Hats off to Double R. He's a legend. But on the other end of this thing.
But glad to be back.
Also,
go ahead at that break there, Christian, if you can.
While you're doing that, Christian, do you have the question of the day out?
I do. Since it's National Drive-Thru Day, which drive-thru do you visit the most?
Excellent.
I love it when you go through the drive-thru, Roger, and they know your name. They know your order.
You've been there a lot.
Yeah, that's right. They know, yeah.
With the Sonic
around the corner from us, they know a lot of people from the bus.
I know Leslie posts things all the time about that. I don't have that relationship with a fast food place. But I don't know.
Maybe I shouldn't, Bill.
Maybe I have too much of a relationship. Maybe I should. The other question, can you put a second question out to Wizard?
I can.
Want you to put should D-Mac's number be retired?
All right.
That's what I want to know.
And I saw today.
Because of the cat that's going to be wearing it.
Speaking of Wizard, I saw today where Sutton Smith, the running back, was his nickname is
called
the Wizard. The Wiz.
Yes. Call him the Wiz.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back live here at the Maumelle Country Club. You can see all the cars lining up over there. They're getting ready to tee off. 8 o'clock tee time. It is a perfect day for golf. Overcast, cloudy.
It was raining a second ago.
Shaves off about 10 degrees.
Oh, fantastic.
All right, do not go away. We'll be right back here in a minute.
I'm going to go play with my grandson.
All right, go do it.
Y'all, Roger Scott here, and I don't have to tell you it's hot outside. You can figure that up all by yourself when you touch your steering wheel 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That thing's going to brand you like a head of cattle. So you want to beat the heat? Make Family Market stores your fill-up stop. Whether you're pulling into one of their convenience stores or grocery store locations, you're walking into cool air, great deals, and big-time savings. Grab yourself a large fountain drink, sweet tea, or lemonade, and boom, 5 cents off per gallon at the pump. Morning's more your speed. A large cup of community coffee gets you another 5 cents per gallon, and that's before your first sip. And don't forget that Family Market rewards card. Use it inside the store to save even more on snacks, drinks, and whatever you need, and stack those savings when you gas up outside. And you'll find these deals in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Wooster, Mayflower, and now two stores in Hot Springs on Albright Road and the newest location on Albert Pike. If there's not a Family Market store in your neck of the woods just yet, hold tight. One's coming. Family Market Stores, cooling you down and filling you up.
When your truck isn't moving, your business isn't making money. Don't stress. Call the experts at Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, they'll provide dependable repairs with a massive inventory of heavy-duty parts ready to roll. Their experienced technicians work fast to get you back on the road and back to work. Powers Truck Parts and Service, keeping your trucks rolling. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting SaracenResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RECESS.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Don't miss Murphy's Searcy Gun and Knife Show this weekend at the White County Fairgrounds in Searcy.
Over 125 tables with guns, ammo, knives, militaria, and much more.
Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. $10 gets you in the door. 12 and under free. Admission good for both days. LEOs and veterans, $2 off. Don't miss Murphy's Searcy Gun and Knife Show this weekend at the White County Fairgrounds.
Tune in every Friday morning to hear Danny West from Hogsports.com on Morning Mayhem. Brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales. They've got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products, visit them online at HJTrailerSales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
This is Coach Roy Lee Peterball, Rooster Poot High School. Everybody there loves to listen to the Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, Justin Moore, Christian Weaver, and this guy named David Basil.
Yeah. Do want to thank 753, by the way, on this Friday, July 24th. Do want to thank Oakland for sponsoring our Summer of Adventure. Man, we have been on the go, Roger, and may still have a couple things left to do before we wrap things up. But it's been busy. It's been fun. We've been, crap, you know, I was in Atlanta, the same flight that we went for the NASCAR. That's what it was this past Saturday.
Right.
But it's been a lot of fun. So we do want to thank them. Do want to thank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep for providing our vehicles.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Burning the miles around town and around the state of Arkansas. We still have one restaurant over 100 years old to go to, the Dixie Pig in Blytheville.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be doing that soon. A touchdown club announcement coming up August 13th. I was telling the boys that I lost a big one yesterday that I really wanted to get, was outside the box get. I think I may have picked up a really good one today. I'll confirm. And I got one big giant one. If I get it, would be really outside the box, would be the biggest, but you know what, I'm not gonna be optimistic.
Yeah, you're not gonna tell anybody, because that's usually jinx it. That's what you've been saying, so you don't want to tell anybody. Hey, I want to
I definitely won't ask.
I I know. Yeah. He ain't going to tell me. There's only two people that know. Jessica and Greg Hatcher. Those are the only people that know. I'm going to need to know. I didn't even know we were going to be here this morning, Bill. Until he called me.
How is it Jessica knows? Because she had to help me with something.
I got you.
She gets mad at me when I don't tell
her. I want to do this real quick. We're going to play Finish the Lyric, and I don't want to. I want everybody to work hard on trying to get this, yeah. And we'll see what we have to give away. But you know what I'd like to do? To go out, and it'll be a Justin Moore song, by the way, yeah, so right. You'll pay attention to that one. I'd like to go out in that pond. I'd like to bait me a hook right outside. I like to bait a hook. I like to bait a hook right now, David.
So all you've got to do, Roger's giving you the clue, is look up the song lyrics. And what are we playing for today, Christian?
We still have tickets to go see the Arkansas Diamonds final regular season game tomorrow.
Okay. And if you can't do Hot Springs, maybe you can give that to somebody who can take advantage of that.
Yeah,
so 661-1037. Somebody said from the 870 on the Middleton Heat and Air text line, if you guys already talked about Silverfield's comments from yesterday, it made me sick that he talked so badly about the program and the facilities. That wasn't a good look on a national stage. Well, I don't know what you were looking at, brother, because he never did what you just said he did. He made the point that the lights were dim. That's about the only thing he said. So I don't know what you're talking about. I thought he was as positive as you can be, considering how bad this program's been the last 15 years.
Oh my gosh!
Is he was very sugarcoat how bad we've been.
And I don't even think. I mean, I think
I'm glad he
kind.
Did. Yeah, I'm glad he didn't. He didn't. He didn't rappel down again. If Sam Pittman is the head coach this year, and we sit there and go, man, we may win 4 games this year, we would be up in arms going, that is horrible. What are we doing? But because we have a new coach and new hope, we take, because we're that simple, we go, 4 wins for this new dude, that's going to be all right. We're going to look at that as a positive. And that's just the way things are. So there's renewed hope. Anything above that is renewed hope because, again, it's terrible that we have to say it, but we're rebuilding again and again and again. Thank you, NIL and Portal.
I believe Oakland, too, is going to sponsor my travels with Trey, where we go in the night before on away trips and do that at all the away games, so that'll be cool. Send a couple of messages here before we hit the break. Baz is great with his choice of women, promoting the Razorbacks. Not so good with his eating habits, maybe. Roger looking smart in his Morning Mayhem T-shirt, a distressed Razorback hat.
Thank you. Love that.
Terry from Benton.
Thank you, Terry.
People say that Pulaski County isn't producing the same number of football players that it did in the past. Can you look at the success of Central Arkansas basketball players to blame for that? Joe, Bill, you have seen that over the years where you know, the last 20 years maybe or 25, you had more guys playing basketball than maybe football.
Yeah, no question. I've preached to you and everybody else that a lot of these guys probably should be playing football.
That's right.
The issue is I think a lot of it has to do with they got to do some things in the summer and spring that the basketball team is doing. In the summertime, they need to create a situation where you're plugged in, you're doing 7-on-7 or whatever it is, and you're traveling a little bit because that's what they're doing with basketball. Basketball is so glorified now.
I know. It's an easier sport physically to be able to handle during the summer. That's the voice of Bill Ingram. We got Moses Moody coming up shortly. Maybe Steph Curry. We'll see. That's happening out here at Maumelle Country Club. Beautiful day out here. Glad you're with us. Don't go away. 8 o'clock.
Professional arena football is back in Hot Springs Saturday night. The Arkansas Diamonds, fast-paced, hard-hitting professional arena football at Bank OZK Arena. Congrats to the Diamonds. They've already clinched the Southern Division, and they're headed to the playoffs. So come see the final home game of the regular season against the Monroe Greenheads Saturday night. Group and individual tickets are available.